Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Payton now will back in a kind of a post-up position. Beats Draymond, top of the key, right side to Melton. Melton gets by his man, goes up and slams it down. Oh, there might be a new poster for D'Anthony Melton. That one, a right-hand slam, a little elevation sensation, makes it 83-72. D'Anthony, can you hear me?
I definitely can.
All right, outstanding. We're up high across from you on the other side, but congratulations on the win tonight. You looked really comfortable out there. You felt pretty good?
I definitely did. I mean, man, taking that day off, I just want to come out here and bring the energy for my guys. You know, they just coming off a back-to-back, so the dudes that didn't play, we had to come in and provide, and I feel like that's what we did.
Well, and you had Kristaps Porzingis out there. You guys seem to work pretty well. That's got to be really a lot of fun for a player like you.
Oh, no, most definitely. You know, we're just working on, you know, finishing layups right now. But, you know, everything else I love.
He was pleading to the basketball gods, arms in the air, like, please help me.
Trust me, I was pleading for him, too.
You guys handed out 32 assists tonight, and when the Warriors get 30 or more assists, usually they win. What is so important to this team, you know, with player movement and ball movement?
Well, I mean, like you said, player movement and ball movement, it causes defense to move around and get tired, honestly. So just the wear and tear that puts on somebody, we just got to keep making the randomness, keep setting screens, and, you know, and keep making everybody play. Sometimes, you know, other dudes, it's only one or two, but, you know, on this offense, we want to make sure five dudes is involved and make sure five dudes got to guard us, too.
How did you learn to finish in traffic the way you do?
Man, a lot of work, a lot of work. I mean, they trapped me in the gym going through my ACL stuff, so I just put in a lot of work going through, you know, PD coaches, and you know, they do such a good job at getting me better, you know, having length out there and size just to, you know, make sure I'm getting better and working, so I just love it.
Two quick things for you. The other guy I wanted you to talk a little bit about, because I think it's the best stretch of his career, is a GP2. And, you know, he plays with that joy. He's just really put together a series of really good games back to back to back.
Man, most definitely. I mean, GP, I mean, that's my dog. So I always talk to him. I always give him, you know, give him a lot of riffraff about, you know, coming out here and playing hard, you know, seeing what GP we got today. So when he's locked in and he, you know, he's ready to play, man, he's so good for us, and that's why I love him too.
Yeah, he's the best 6'2 power forward in NBA history.
He's positionless. He ain't got no position. He do whatever you need him to, man.
Well, sometimes he can do whatever he wants. hey, final thing for you. You set a new career high with 12 makes. You're 27 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, but 12 of 17 from the field. New career high in buckets.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that, man. I'm just trying to keep going. And keep being aggressive. I think that's what my team need me to do, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Just got to hold the fort down until you get some bodies back.
Man, we just banking off 30 coming back soon.
There you go. All things are possible with 30. Hey, I appreciate, as always, your time. Great game tonight. It was fun to watch you have some fun out there, and we'll see you in Boston.
Most definitely. Thank you.
All right. D'Anthony Melton, our post-game guest tonight, and he comes away with a big night for the Warriors as they get the win, snapping the losing streak, 125-117. What's your final? Well, the Warriors find a way to win tonight, and a win that they had to have, snapping the losing streak after it really was a gut punch loss last night in New York. They played so well with an undermanned squad, and really they battled, couldn't close down the stretch, and that's what happens when you're undermanned. If you get a great effort, you really have to have an advantage to win the game. If you're relying on guys that aren't used to closing, that's a problem. So I think tonight they came in and getting Kristaps Porzingis back, getting Melton back, and that's the difference in the game to me. 57 points between those two guys to go with 10 rebounds and 8 assists, and they combined to shoot 20 for 30 from the field. And that's great production, and the Warriors turned that into a win they had to have, and now they've set themselves up for a chance for a nice road trip. And again, a nice road trip at this point with Stephen Curry out, and with Seth Curry out, Moses Moody still sidelined, so on and so forth. You know, if you can get a 3-3 road trip out of this, I think that will do very well for Golden State, and especially with Portland, they were winning big. We'll check the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard in a moment, but the the winning this to stay ahead of Portland and to keep yourself in terms of maybe trying to climb back into the eighth spot. That's what you would want to do at this point. I don't think there's any realistic chance of catching Phoenix at number seven, but you want to move up to eight. That gives you two shots at a play-in. 9-10 gives you one shot. If you lose that, you're going home. So I think, you know, to ensure, you know, the probability is on your side, you'd like to move up and catch the Clippers. The Clippers are one game above 500. Warriors now two games below. But the Clippers have San Antonio at home tonight, and I'm not sure if Kawhi Leonard's going to play. I have not checked the injury report since late in the afternoon where he had been listed as doubtful. So if San Antonio wins that game tonight, which incidentally would be their 50th win of the year, then the Warriors pick up a full game on the Clippers. But the next two games on this road trip, very difficult. Warriors will take on Boston in two nights' time, and then a day off after that, and then Detroit and Atlanta starting a back-to-back. The Pistons, by the way, are coming in here to play two games, which will be tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and then again on Thursday. So they'll be on a back-to-back. Playing the Warriors in Detroit. But either way, the two best teams in the Eastern Conference are the next two games on the list for Golden State, and that's going to be very, very difficult for the Warriors to come away with victories in those. Leonard not expected to play, we are told, by Warriors senior radio producer R.C. Davis. So if the Spurs get a win there, they pick up a full game tonight on the L.A. Clippers, which is huge. That's huge. Anytime you can pick up a full game, that is a big deal.